everyone, and welcome to my show. If we get disconnected, we're having some difficulties. Just stand by and be patient. We're working on it. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be here for the next 2 hours doing psychic readings for the listening audience. Just call in.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
It's Marie from Pickering, Ontario, Canada, and from Pal Talk.
Hi, Marie. Your name was?
Marie from Pal Talk in Pickering, Ontario, Canada.
Good. Welcome to the show, Marie.
Thank you.
I just would like to get the numbers out there. You don't mind hanging on, listening to me talk, right?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Okay. We just opened up the show, and there may be some new people, so I'll get the toll-free numbers out there. They're USA, toll-free. 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada. 1-888-810-8322. And you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. And there are charges for the direct line, but the USA and Canada is toll-free. Okay, we have a caller online, so I'm going to go right to the caller and jump into the reading. Marie, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, you've probably heard me read before, so I'll just jump into your reading.
Okay.
All right. I'm feeling, boy, for some reason I want to get romantic here. I don't know if there's something starting or just started or there's something heating up for you. There is.
Yes.
If there is?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm calling.
You're calling?
That's why I'm calling you.
Oh, okay. I think you're calling and falling.
But, is that what it is?
I'm feeling very giggly, and I'm getting you surrounded with romantic imagery, what I call imagery.
Yes.
Pictures, engagements, relationships get becoming more intensified and increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And some events and announcements even. I feel like maybe even a... I don't like sticking my neck out or giving definites, but I'd go as far as saying it's just going to keep right on going, maybe into even an engagement or a wedding or a solid, committed relationship. So,
Michael, I need to ask you something specific, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I have major concerns.
Okay.
My family is very traditional and not open-minded, and John is a colored man, so this would be an interracial relationship.
Yeah. You know, if you waited a second, that would have came out probably.
Yeah.
Because I felt like there was some issues involved.
Mm-hmm. Big one. Big one for the family.
Okay. I feel like you're gonna get. I feel like you're gonna get through it. I feel like it won't. It may be an issue, but it won't be an issue, and people will become accepting after a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning in that direction, and I feel like once they meet him or feel him, they're gonna see that he's a good man. Because I feel like he's a good man. He's got a good heart, kind soul,
mm-hmm.
and then he'll take care of you. So when they see this. Just let them see what he does for you, and that'll be the deciding factor.
Now, he has made reference to the fact that he doesn't have a lot of money. Now, to me, a man always says that when he has money, just wanting to feel you out.
I'm here in security. I don't know what he's saying or doing, but I feel like you will be secure financially.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're steadily headed into security. I don't see finances and security at this time with you being an issue. So I wouldn't even worry about it. I would just follow my heart and do what I need to do. Do what your soul is telling you, your heart, I'm hearing.
He feels that we're soulmates. Can you comment on that?
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that this is like a special relationship. It's a little deeper than most, that there's other things involved, karmic and past life and spiritual. And something with a, are you moving or is he moving? Are you moving in together? Or is it?
No, I'm not moving in that fast, but I'm hoping for a move, but it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. It may pop up out of nowhere, so just be alert to a connection of some kind or an offer or even a good deal. I'm getting a good deal on premises and activity with my home and where I'm living and where I want to live. And I'm feeling like it's a good offer. I feel like I'll be happy with it. So
I'll be about 50 miles away from the relationship, though.
Mm. Well, I am not sure what direction, when or where, but I do know there'll be some activity with it. Thoughts, offers, interesting leads. Just be open to anything that you're hearing or being told.
He thinks I'm being difficult, Michael. And I'm just trying to be very practical, and I'm trying to go slow within the relationship and not get caught up into a one-night stand.
Yeah, that's difficult. Yeah, I don't see that happening, and I feel like you're doing the right thing. You're following your heart. Go slow with it, by all means. And I'm really not seeing any major changes until, like, maybe... I would say like the beginning of March, around that area, end of February, beginning of March, it may start becoming more serious or more committed. So in the meantime, just enjoy what's happening to you and don't let other people's opinions or interference bother it, because this is special. It's meant to be. Let it come together.
He has a health problem. We both have the same issue, but his seems to be more advanced. Can you comment on his health? It means I'm getting involved with somebody with a health issue.
I feel like some of it may have been the lifestyle, possibly, or... I feel as though he'll be okay as long as takes care of himself.
He expects me to take care of him.
Well, as far as diet and habits, he's going to have to put a little effort into it. And it's really in his lap.
He's resisting me right now, Michael. Will that change? Will he become more, let's say, submissive in my eating ways and in the ways that I'm into vitamins and in the way I'm into exercise and that? Because right now he's resisting.
I do feel he could come around your way, but I feel like you'd have to take a spiritual approach and holistic with him and to live it and let him see the example, and it becomes contagious. He'll be pulled to it. He's a type that could be influenced that way. So
I'm an open-minded female, and he's not open-minded, and that's a problem for me.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying to you. It's going to have to be approached philosophically, spiritually.
Do you see him being multi-gifted in terms of the gift of spirit?
You?
Or him.
Him? I am getting an increase in spiritual matters, so it must be something coming to you, and I feel like you're going to influence him. And he needs it, and it's good for him, and he's going to like it. So the more time you spend together, allow it to be based maybe in a spiritual, talk and activity. Maybe find a group or meditate together if he's serious about really changing his direction and swaying him the way you'd like him to sway. I would incorporate it with spiritual practices and thoughts and conversations and this type of thing, because I feel like it would be successful with you and him. Let me see something here. Whew. There's definitely going to be an increase in spiritual matters. One way or another, it's going to happen anyway. So, did he just go through a relationship that was kind of rough, or was it you?
And that's another issue.
Okay.
Because it's an unresolved issue from his past.
I'm
where
That's ending. That's going to fall away. I'm hearing tell her that the relationship that went bad is going to die off. It's going to just eventually become a memory. And I'm also hearing to tell you that to tell him and you that they were lessons that he needed to go through and to experience. But they're coming to an end, so I wouldn't worry about it. It wasn't meant to be, and it was kind of negative and destructive, so it's over with. I'm getting... Eventually, I think you guys will... You're probably going to... This is a long shot. It's kind of deep into the distant future, but I feel like he'll be coming to you. You're probably going to be living together somewhere down the line here. It's not too far off, anyway. And it's going to center around your relationship should be and would be very beneficial if it was combined with holistic and spiritual practices. So it would be a very good approach, a good way of handling the differences between you and him, I'm hearing to say to you. So keep that in mind. And that's about all I'm getting for you, Marie. I'll leave you with that.
That was fantastic. Thank you.
Let me give you some numbers. You got a, you got a 4 and a 14 and a 12.
Hopefully, I'll win a place.
Okay. Blessings to you and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right. Tell your friends about us.
Will do. Thank you.
BBS Bye-bye. Radio. Okay. God bless. BBS Radio. You're in a thoughts. I think I got a caller. Caller? Is there another caller? Okay, everybody, I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I do nonstop psychic readings. Toll-free numbers. What more can you ask for? Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing much better. I shot you an email this morning. It's Chris.
I got it. You cheered me up.
Oh, bless you. I just feel so cheery this morning.
You cheered me up, Anna. You really did.
Well, I was sharing with you what you have shared with all of us.
You know, what I do, there's times, there's down times where you question yourself and where you're headed and what you're doing. And this morning was one of those days, and your letter came in, and I said, oh, man, every time I think like this, either an email or an offline or a conversation somewhere pulls me out of it.
You know, and it's so good that you tell us that, your radio listeners, because it just tells us and it inspires us, you know, that you're human too.
Oh, very much so. That's another thing I was talking about today with my wife. I said I'm reading a book with Van Praagh. I recommend it to anybody. I'm going to do a book a week. Van Praagh. Healing Grief by James Van Praagh. If you like to read and you like the subject, get that book and read it.
I've written it down.
But he talks about in there how it's like to be a reader, that like you got a radio show to do, and no matter how you feel or what's going on in your life, you got to be there and you got to connect and you got to do a show. And how difficult that is at times for a reader.
Yeah.
You know? And it's tricky, and you're on the spot. If you go to start reading and there's nothing there, and if you got 2 hours to do, it can be spooky. But anyway, let me stop talking, and you would like a little reading, Anna?
Yes, please.
All right. Let's see what we got for you, and I will respond to your email, okay?
I know. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I am worried about money for some reason here a little bit. And I'm also... I feel like I might be going somewhere, too. I don't know if this is spiritual just yet, though. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Okay, I feel like I'm visiting a male. Are you going to see one of your sons soon, or you just went, or is there something going on?
That could always happen.
Okay, that may be coming. So, and I feel like it helps you a lot. Okay, because I feel like I'm going somewhere, and it's because I'm visiting. I'm hearing visiting, and there's healings. There's healings, and it changes my life. It helps me focus and clear things up in my head a little. So the journey, I feel like it's a visit to one of your sons. So, okay, and there is a little something here with relationships, romance of the heart. I'm a little concerned, maybe. I feel like I'm worried that maybe it would grow apart or things are just kind of overwhelming the relationship itself and maybe putting a wedge between us a little bit, and that's going to be an issue. So you kind of want to keep an eye on that and keep the relationship really above everything else, because I know it's very difficult, but that's what needs to be done. And unless he's going somewhere, and I don't know if does your better half have to go somewhere on a journey or something, or is he going away, or
we're both kind of growing apart, and I think he's doing things and not telling me.
I'm not getting that. I'm getting overwhelming issues between yous.
Okay.
And kind of getting lost in them. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's like the issues in between us are becoming the focus, and we're growing apart.
Okay.
So if you can kind of like, you know what they're showing me? They're showing me two people, and they're looking down. And what needs to be is they need to look up and look at each other.
Okay.
Instead of looking what's in between them, look up and look at each other. So this is telling me that the issues between us is what's pulling us apart. And I feel like maybe some money issues have something to do with it, or it is the connection. But
yeah.
I do feel that for some reason the money isn't really going to be too much of a problem. I'm not really panicking with the money for some reason. I could feel like it might have been connected or an issue, or was an issue, and maybe it's getting better, or
yeah.
And if it's not, it will be.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry too much about that. I would worry more about the stress between me and my better half.
Okay.
And because why am I worrying about money? Do you worry about money, or is it...
It's a big issue between us, and I'm trying to minimize it as an issue, but I still hold some resentment. I mean, you're hitting all this right on the nose.
Okay. Well, it's just like that. They keep pulling me. They make me worry about money, and I don't want to, because my guys are saying, you don't have to, but I want to, and I'm feeling this from you. And so try not to. Like I said, let me snap out of that. And even long-term looks good. Now, I'm not saying, I don't know too much about you. I'm not saying there's going to be a lottery or anything like this, but long-term and from here on in, I feel like it's going to get better. I'm not really sure how, but I feel like it's going to get better, and you're destined to be okay financially, because they keep pointing into the future, so, and they're telling me that it's going to be all right. Long term, so.
Okay.
Now, no plans to go anywhere for the next 30 days that you know of. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I'm going to travel to pick up my granddaughter. That's about 40 miles away. And the visits with my sons are always kind of spontaneous planning. I mean, that could always happen.
Would it bring you over water, or would you have to go over water somehow, or by the water? Is there a connection to one of the sons, or by the water?
I'm not aware of it as of yet, but, you know, those circumstances they're in could always change dramatically.
Right.
Because they're both in situations where...
What about work-wise? Is there anything with work that caused you or your better half to travel? that you can think of?
You know, he has always, for the last 10 years, he's put it on hold for the last 3 years, but he's always done across the continent travel, and he's known for that. He hasn't done it for the last two to three years since we've gotten close.
What, travel overseas?
Yeah, he hasn't left me. Usually he's gone overseas and he'll stay for 6 months and then stay 6 months here.
Oh, okay. That's what they were. They made me feel like I was going over the ocean. He wants to do it, but he's afraid, you said?
Yeah, he kind of put it on hold these last couple of years because we've become more involved with each other.
Okay. Yeah, I think that, is he talking about trying it again?
Not to me, he isn't. That's one of the things that I've asked him, if he's planning on it. And
okay, I got a funny feeling. He may start thinking about it. Like, he might even surprise you and mention it first.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was making me feel like it was your better half, and he's thinking about doing something that would require him to go quite a distance, either overseas or out of state or something like this. So.
Okay, you know, recently he's been hinting at things like that.
I feel like he wanted to do it, or he needs to do it, and there was things in the way, and he's kind of wants to work through that and maybe try it again. I don't know if that makes sense, but
yes, it does.
Okay, so that's what he's going through, and if he said he's going to do it, it's probably a good thing. I feel like it's going to be very beneficial for both of you too, again, and especially for him, almost like a healing for him, for confidence and stress. May do him a lot of good. I think he knows it would be healing and do him a lot of good, and he's kind of like pulled. He can't do it. He can do it. You know, he's fighting with it. And I do feel that it would help the relationship if he was to do it. So don't get in the way of it if it starts.
Okay.
Okay. Work with it and encourage him. I think I'll leave you with that. I don't want to go too deep into it. I think that was pretty much what you...
He's not going to take me then. He'll just go on his own.
Did you say it was for 6 months at a time?
In the past.
I don't see it being like that. I see it being business. Business trips. I think it's going to be connected to his income and his livelihood. I don't know if that makes sense, but
yes.
I don't think it's going to be like a six-month thing. It's going to be something where he goes, makes money, and he comes back.
Okay.
And he gets a chance to, it's a stress reliever for him, too.
Okay.
And it's a confidence booster, this type of a thing.
Okay.
Okay, and there was something with you going, but I think it was to with the son. This was an emotional trip.
Okay.
With you, and an emotional healing also, and I think it was connected to my children. I was hearing children with the journey, so you may see that developing. So.
Okay.
So, and if he is talking about traveling or going away like a weekend or like 1 week or something like that, don't be afraid of it. Let it happen.
Okay.
It'll heal the relationship and the finances.
Okay.
And let's see. Okay, I'll give you some numbers. I got a 4 for you and a 6 and 11.
Okay.
Okay. And I wish you luck with everything. Did I connect on everything you wanted to hear?
You did. You've really supported everything that I'm kind of struggling through.
Okay. That's all I want to do. Just kind of connect on what's on your thoughts and what you're going through and maybe give you a heads up or, you know.
It's such a blessing, Michael. Always, always. Even if you might think that you may have a human side to yourself and may come into a mood or something, it's still, whatever comes is definitely a nugget. It's a nugget of a tonic.
Thank you. That's what I try to say to everybody, you know. If I give you a reading and it wasn't like 100%, there was something there anyway.
Yeah.
And if you just use you want to read the reading with your heart too, not with your intellect, and let it float into you, because there's hidden messages in the readings, and there's imagery that I may not understand and only you can. And it's very complex. What I do, I know anyway, is very complex. And some people pick up on it right away, and then some people have to have multiple readings or listening and get to know me and then start understanding what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. So thank you, Anna, for bringing out a lot of interesting points.
Thank you.
On what I do here. And good luck with your experiences, and I will be in touch with you.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Anna. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Okay, I know there's a lot of calls, and I just want to get out there. If you want to know more about me, it's michaelgoga.com. And if you want to email me, it's michaelg@michaelgoga.com. If you're interested in your own radio show, you can have one. The fees are fair. It's a very easy process.
And,
hi, caller.
And good luck with you.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My name is Beth.
Beth?
How are you, Michael?
I'm doing good, Beth.
Good.
Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona?
Uh-huh.
Good. Okay. You don't mind hanging on a second while I tell everybody how they can have their own radio show?
No, not at all.
Okay. There's plenty of spots open for your own radio show. If you're interested in having your own show, email don@bbsradio.com.
Cool.
And he will give you the info.
Would like that. I might be that.
Good. And it could be any subject. And another reader, psychic research. I know one show that would be very successful would be an astrologer.
Well, I do readings and I also do hypnotherapy.
There's nothing. I'm sorry, Beth. What did you say?
I also do hypnotherapy.
Oh, that's another subject, hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Self-help and beekeeping.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Making wine or just anything you're into, it is. There's people out there that want to hear about it.
Yeah, demystifying, you know, hypnosis. So many have preconceived ideas.
I love hypnosis. I did a lot with hypnosis back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's a powerful tool, and it's an interesting subject.
Very much so, very powerful.
Yeah. And it can be very healing also.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you familiar with cybernetics, psycho-cybernetics?
Yes.
Nice, huh? That's another book I recommend, Psycho-Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz.
Okay, I'll have to get that and write that down and do that.
It gives you an idea of how the mind works and in relationship to the body.
And okay, our minds are our most powerful tool.
There's things there that we have no idea about yet.
Exactly.
Yep. And we're just remembering things, I believe. We're not learning anything. We're just remembering things. And
I agree, Michael. My favorite thing is that I believe that we all have all the answers. We just have to remember them.
Exactly, because that's how it feels. And when you ever have a real good idea, and then 2 days later, the whole planet's talking about it.
Exactly.
We're remembering things. We're not learning anything. We're already what we should be. We're just coming in and working on things. And physical is a filter. It keeps us formatted and scheduled. Okay, Beth, let's jump into your reading.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with me and my readings, but
I am. I'm a part of your group. Okay.
Oh, good.
It's been a while since I've been up there, but yes.
What was that, Beth?
It's been a while since I've been able to be there, but yes, I'm familiar with the group.
It's been a while since I've been there. I can hear 1,200 people saying, "Yeah, I know." We've been through a lot, and I've been through a lot.
Yes, you have.
And it's not over yet, and I got a long way to go.
That's okay. That's how we get there, one step at a time.
Yep. I'm doing the best I can, and I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. So.
You will, Michael.
Yep. So, Beth, I keep hearing Mom for some reason. I want to go to Mom. Is she with us? Is she crossed? Or?
No, she's not crossed. And we don't keep in touch very well. That's the sad part.
Okay. I feel like you may be hearing from her or maybe should contact her. I don't know what the situation is. You don't really have to elaborate on it. I'm just passing the message along. And
okay, good idea.
It may come about maybe because she's not feeling too well.
Yeah.
Or she has an
accident. She has a lot of medical things going on.
The message will get delivered or somebody's going to contact you that maybe she was ill or is ill or if not, I mean, check on it. I don't know if you can open the line of communication like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I'll give her a call. I can do that.
I mean, if you can. And if not, somewhere along the line, somebody's going to come along and say, hey, you know what I mean? And then the ball's going to be in your lap and you...
Yeah,
so,
I can give her a call. It's not a problem to do that.
Yeah, just check on her and give her a call.
I know.
Yeah, but I feel like it's okay. I feel like whatever it is, it's going to work out. I'm not getting the panicky feeling with this. So.
Okay. Good.
Actually, I'm getting a feeling like it's meant to even bring you the closer. I just wanted to throw that in because I feel like that's
good. Because I need that, and so does she, I think.
Yeah, and I feel like it would be a lot of stress off of you for some reason. Almost like it's kind of like in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Or weighs on your heart sometimes. And it would be a good thing to, and it would be an easy thing to undo. So, and it would help you with stress. You would feel different. You would feel stress-wise, you would just be a different person. So keep that in mind. Boy, for some reason, did somebody just fall in love or get engaged or come together? Is it you or somebody close to you that's just started a relationship? Or
not that I'm aware of.
No bells going off, huh?
No. Okay. Could be my daughter. I haven't talked to her in a few weeks.
Now, are you in a relationship?
Am I in a relationship? Yes, sort of.
Okay. And it's not new. Okay. Is it having problems? It's not what it should be, or is
how to put it? He needs to make some decisions, and he wishes to stay in a married relationship, and he has to learn to let go of that, or if we're going to have a relationship, and I don't know whether that's going to ever happen, but you know.
He
would like to keep me as a good friend, and I can't. I've honestly told him that I don't think I can do that.
No.
I love him, but I can't. If we can't have a true relationship in many ways, then I just can't be his friend and not want to be with him or touch him or whatever.
Right.
So
that's
where I have a problem.
Yep.
It's his decision to make, and, you know, I don't know when I'll put, you know, whether I even can, but it's certainly something that I put out there.
Yep. And it's you that I'm picking up on. I was,
it's not that I don't think he cares, Michael. I think he does, and I love him a lot.
Oh, very much so, but he's confused. I'm getting confusion with this and not knowing what to do.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly it. That's what I get, too.
Because I'm hearing a voice and it's saying there's not really nothing bad or wrong. It's just that he don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Or what he wants.
He has a fear. He has a lot of fear. He knows that if he ends his current relationship with his wife, that he loses everything and it scares him.
But then it's emotional, too. It goes back in his life quite a bit.
It does. It goes back to his mother, even.
Yeah, that's what I'm being shown. It started in childhood.
Yep, it goes back to his mother, certainly.
Yeah.
I've seen and felt that, and that's why I've been very patient with everything.
Yep, and then I'm having a hard time making up my mind and making decisions and knowing what I want. And and I'm muddled for some reason.
Yep.
Many things could help him, meditation, visualization, even hypnosis. I feel like I can do something with it if I wanted to, so he could.
Yeah, I've tried to, you know, I mean, I hypnotized him for stress release and things like that, but I don't have his permission to do otherwise, and I wouldn't because he thinks I'm too close to him, and I am.
Yeah, and I would work on clarity or something like that. Stay away from the psychological roots. Target the apparatus and the format, how he uses his brain and his mind.
Yeah.
He needs clarity. I feel like for some reason he has a problem focusing. I don't know. I don't know if there's an issue there.
I don't know either.
ADD, something like this, or.
Well, I often thought of that too.
He's hyper.
Borderline. Yeah. Borderline, certainly ADD, ADHD. And we've kind of broached that, and he thinks he's borderline, but yet he doesn't do anything with it.
Yeah, there's a little something there. So there is this, that could be corrected too and work on. So.
Right.
And it is. I can't focus or lock on to what it is I want. And I'm hearing for you, it's okay to float along. You're doing the right thing. Take a wait-and-see approach. Don't worry about nothing. Don't stress it out.
Yeah.
Just continue doing what you're doing. Float along and see how it goes.
Yeah, and I do that, and then I try not to limit myself, you know, with other experiences because of that. You know, I have to kind of keep myself open to a degree to other things going on around me because if I don't, I focus too much on him.
That's true. So you just do what you got to do, and with the situation with him, you just allow it to grow and go in the direction.
I look at it this way. What will be, will be. Right.
Okay. So, you got plans to go somewhere in the next 30 days? I feel like some type of plans I have is going to be canceled or delayed. So
no,
if you do, a little bit of a heads up.
Okay.
I mean, 2 weeks from now, you might have a plan to go somewhere. And
exactly.
Double check the details and the plans, because I feel like there's a breakdown in communication and maybe something isn't done, like reservations or, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So any type of plans you make between now and the beginning of March, look over the details and make sure everything is done the way it's supposed to be done.
Okay, can do that.
And you have a above and beyond channel here with your art and your psychic abilities and spirit. Keep hearing artists and any pursuits with art. And I see hypnotherapy as an art, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just that they're talking about or if you actually write or draw or sing or music, whatever, but mix that with...
I haven't done any writing in a long time.
Okay, well, encourage that within yourself and explore it using spirit and art one way or another. Like combine spirit with your hypnotherapy or spirit with whatever else you're into.
Yeah, I've been doing the spirit with hypnotherapy a lot.
Okay.
I think there's a big thing to do there.
Oh, real, real big. I mean, you can even go into past life regression and healing and combine it with like spirit Reiki.
I do some crystal healing also.
Very good. You're on the right track and continue it. I feel like your abilities are going to increase as time goes on. Even between now and the beginning of March, you're going to see a significant improvement in your abilities and interest in it.
Great.
And I'm getting a little bit of blockage around my solar plexus, so the next time you go in, you might want to spend a few extra seconds on your solar plexus.
Okay.
Everything else looks good. It's just... Good. Above and beyond, actually. You're doing fine spiritually.
Fantastic. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. And anything with the legal thing, I don't know if you're waiting for some decisions to come through or a settlement of some kind, but I'm feeling courts or negotiations, business paperwork.
Just finished buying a new car for the first time, and there was a hold-up in some of the paperwork, but I think we got that settled last week.
Oh, okay, because I feel like I was dealing with the paperwork and forms and negotiating and nothing in the judicial aspect.
No, not at all.
Settlement?
Not that I'm aware of.
Waiting for approvals of any kind?
No.
I feel like those things are going to go well for you, too. If
I was kind of wondering about my stepdad had passed away back in May of last year, and I feel like that those things are still up in the air for some reason.
There may be something with that. I don't want to get too deep into it. There may be some stuff coming out of that with the legal system or the courts.
Okay.
Also,
I wondered about that.
I feel like I'm doing something with somebody. Are you going to team up with a partner in a business adventure, or are you with your hypnotherapy?
Well, I'd like to.
Okay, well, be open to that. You might bump into this. You might see it come.
I certainly would like to. I just finished stage hypnosis school, too.
Yeah.
And I want to get flyers printed and get some letters out to some corporations and go from there.
I feel like you're going to bump into or be offered some type of a joint venture or a partnership with somebody or connected to something. So
I'm very open to that.
Okay, be open to that. And I feel the relationship thing, again, they're pulling me back to it. I feel like they don't worry about it. It's going to be... I feel like eventually you guys will be on the same page, so try not to dwell on that. Harmony and balance is what's needed, and that's what we were talking about before.
Okay.
And that's going to be created when it's time to be created.
Yep, I think so, too. I think that it's
balance.
Just a matter of time.
Yep, balance, focus on balance, they're saying. Something with...
He's a very good man.
What's that?
I said he's a very good man.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that.
Yeah,
I'm feeling that, and I'm just being pulled to his thought process. So
we have a lot of things that we work on together. He he likes to counsel people and.
Okay. And I'm getting you some type of like maybe you were somebody was blaming you for something, or there was a dispute of some kind, and it turns out where you were right anyway, and.
Yeah, there's been a couple of times in the last six months, 2 years.
And the blow is over. I don't know why they're giving it. If something pops up like that, don't worry about it. I feel like you're going to be fine.
Okay, good.
Very special lady. Focus on balance. I just keep saying to leave her with balance.
Okay, good. I need balance like that. I like balance. I'd like to work. In fact, I'm getting ready to go outside to work in the yard because here in Arizona, luckily, we're not frozen. And I'm gonna plant some plants, and whenever I get my hands in the dirt, I ground myself very easily and balance.
Good, nice. That's how I do it. I envision roots growing out of my feet, and my spine, and
I love to work outside in the ground and plant and grow and everything.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Yep.
Okay, Marie, I'll let you go. I'm sorry, Beth. I'll let you go, and you have a good day. Oh, I got some numbers here. Let me get rid of these numbers for you.
Yes, Michael.
4, 18, and 11.
4, 8, and 11?
4,
okay.
18, and 11.
Got it.
Okay?
Got it. Thank you, Michael,
good.
For your time. I always appreciate getting to talk to you.
Thank you, Beth. Tell your friends about us.
I tell everybody about Michael.
Beautiful. That's what we need. MichaelGoger.com.
Exactly.
It has a ring to it, don't it?
It does.
Okay.
I'm very pleasant. Nice ring.
I love doing it, I do. Once I get started, you can't shut me up.
You do very, very well, Michael, and I do tell everyone about you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're a special person.
Thank you, Beth. Blessings.
You're welcome, Michael. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you need the toll-free numbers, they're on the front page of the BBS radio website and on my webpage, and just about everywhere you look, you'll see the BBS numbers. Caller, how you doing? Welcome.
I'm doing great, Michael.
Good.
How are you?
Fantastic. What's your first name?
Nancy.
Nancy, where are you calling from, Nancy?
Washington State.
Washington State. Good. I love the internet. It's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, you could talk to somebody in China and then talk to somebody in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that is awesome.
Isn't it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I never dreamed I would be on the internet. I was the last person you'd ever see in front of a computer.
Oh, my goodness.
Or reading publicly. The story is amazing, and when the book is done, I'll be selling it.
Uh-huh.
Quite a story. Okay. Let's jump into your reading. You're familiar with my reading? You're a regular listener?
Yes. I've been listening a long time.
Good. What was your first name again? I'm sorry. Was it
Nancy?
Nancy. Okay. Why am I hearing Donna? You know, a Donna in spirit, or does it mean anything to you, Donna?
Honor?
Donna. Yeah. Does that mean anything to you? Somebody keeps saying Donna in my ear.
They're saying what?
I keep hearing the name Donna.
Well, Donna's my daughter's passed over mother-in-law.
Interesting. Okay, well, let me just jump into the reading, and we'll see what maybe Donna is bringing in, what we need, because I have different things that bring in the readings for me, and she may be connected to it. There may be a message here from Donna, so let's see. Or maybe you've been thinking of her or speaking about her recently.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nancy, Boy, I want to get business-like all of a sudden. Are you a businesswoman, or?
No.
No? Makes sense at all. Boy. Are you looking for a job?
Well, I work in a hospital now.
Oh, I was just going to say that. It's okay. But, things are going to get... I'm getting very active there for some reason. I don't know if this is a promotion or a step up for you, or is job title is changing, or supervisor, or a connection to my supervisor. But there's going to be some activity in the work world for you, and I feel like it's going to be active and fast and good for you.
Okay.
So take advantage of anything that comes your way. And I feel like there's a connection to another female that may be connected to what's happening there. Like maybe she's a supervisor or a good friend with some connections. So be open to that, okay?
Okay.
Anything that might be connected to a situation like that. I feel like it's even I even want to say a doctor almost, a female doctor. I don't know if that makes sense, but... I'm saying it. I'm just saying what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I'm hearing keep your eye on a female doctor, and that's what I'm saying. Even, maybe not so much, maybe it's a teacher with an MD, I think, or you know, just kind of be flexible with it.
Okay.
She may have some, I feel like she's helping you professionally. This is what I'm hearing. Or maybe connected to it. And it might surprise you, too. It might be like almost like a surprise that she's doing it for you, or you wouldn't expect it from her, or it's surprising.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I'm also being pulled to a male. There's some relationship issues here. Being pulled very strongly to a beginning in...
My husband?
Yeah, there is a husband there. Is he starting something new in work or business?
No. We both work at the hospital.
Oh, okay. Something new is starting.
Okay.
Anything changing for him there?
Not that I know of.
No? Something new. And it's work-related business.
Okay.
Finances. You're not opening a business or planning it or...
No.
Okay. Hang on for a second. This is a... this is something that's... it's something new, I think. And are they doing anything new there that may affect you? Or you have an interest in? Are they expanding or program starting or...
Not that I know of. Okay. I haven't heard of anything, and I'm... pretty much up on what's going on there.
Okay. Well, just kind of, if you see something like that starting, keep an eye on it. It might be just what you need.
Okay.
I just got a feeling there's going to be something different starting, something new beginning. And there's going to be, now they're confusing me. Now they're giving me other associates and friends connected to it and getting involved, too. So this might be something coming from your social circle, too.
Okay.
That is connected to work or money. It may even be something on the side. I'm having a hard time separating what you're doing now or something that might be coming up, something new.
I know I would like to eventually get into a healing business.
That's a part of what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Do you have like-minded friends or a group or something like that?
Yeah, we have a healing circle.
Okay. I feel like it may come out of that, your business ventures.
Okay.
Or connections or thoughts, or it's just going to be centered from that group and the people that are in it. Maybe somebody else has the same idea and you can combine forces, or you hear about somebody doing something and you're interested in it and then you try to do it too.
Okay.
So kind of stay focused on that for your business plans and ideals. Okay. And you do have talent. There is definitely healing abilities there. Some clairvoyance too. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Well, that's what people's been telling me, but I don't get it yet.
That's because you're looking for it. Stop looking for it. That's because you're looking for it.
Oh, okay.
Stop looking for it.
Stop looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do it to you on purpose. If you go in looking for it, they won't show it to you.
Okay.
You have to allow it to happen. And there are some disciplines that can get you on the right track. But that's my advice to anybody that's developing psychically. Don't go out to just look for that and make that happen. Allow it to happen.
Okay.
And but you do have some abilities. The chakras look good, too. You have a special event coming up, anniversary, birthday. I'm getting a gift and a celebration of some kind.
Not until June.
Interesting. When's your anniversary?
June 1st.
Oh, June. Is there somebody getting married around you?
No, my son's anniversary is coming up this month on the 28th.
Are they expecting?
No.
Are they trying? You know?
No. No. They have their family. Or so they say, anyway.
Okay, I'm getting a hint of an announcement on a birth too.
Okay.
Maybe it's going to be a special anniversary for them. And a special announcement. But I do feel like there will be word of a baby coming somewhere.
Okay.
So be open to that. And I am getting, this could be his anniversary if you guys are going to get together and have a gathering. And or it's, I'm leaning towards you getting a gift of some kind.
Oh, that would be nice.
I'm sorry, I just had to clear my throat. Special gift, unless you were dropping hints on a special gift for your anniversary in June, there may be a connection to that. You want to go on a trip or something, or wedding vows being reset? I'm getting some type of a special anniversary for you also.
Oh, okay.
Something, the gift or the plan or the event. He might even have an idea or something special. And maybe again, with a new baby. Boy, are you a grandmother already?
Oh, many times.
Many times, huh? Maybe somewhere in within your circle, there's a baby coming. So just write it down. Remember me saying it. And I feel like I'm waiting for a phone call or a letter or some importance or a word on something. I'm hearing to tell you that the message is going to be delivered. It's on the way, and again, with money and business and negotiations with the letter and the message. So I don't know if you're waiting for an approval or something to come through or something to get settled.
Uh-huh.
By the end of February.
Oh,
good,
okay.
Good news, anything that you're involved in or waiting for. So. And I feel like you're eventually will start your business and do well with it, too.
Oh, that's nice to know.
I hear tell it will be successful.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And the reason they're showing me this is because there's going to be some activity with it between now and probably the end of February.
Uh-huh.
Talk or plans or connections. So be open to anything that you might be hearing or feeling.
Okay.
Okay. You had to cough, eh? Fighting this flu and
oh no,
it's everywhere, you know. It's been
yeah, I just got over it.
I'm going on 2 weeks, and forgive me if my voice don't sound right or okay. I think I'll leave you with that, and I'll give you your numbers.
Okay.
Okay, I got a 13, 11, and a 1.
Oh, okay. Well, thank
okay.
you so much, and bless you.
I hope I touched on what you needed. Did I?
Yes.
Okay. It's just I let everybody know. I mean, if they didn't hear anything they wanted to hear, I can see if there's any more. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, but I do have a talent on touching on what the people want to hear, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. You have a good day then. Thank you.
You too.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Tell your friends about us, BBS Radio.
Oh, I have been.
Have you? Good. Thank you.
Oh, bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to talk to me in private, my email, michaelg@michaelgoga.com. I'm running specials on my private readings. $15 for a half hour. Not bad. It won't be there forever. Get your order in. My website, michaelgoga.com, if you'd like to go and sign my guest book and read a little bit more about me, that's there for you. There's a mailing list. You can join my mailing list and know when I'm doing shows. Pal Talk Chat. That's where you'll find me in chat. Pal Talk Chat. If you have it, add me, Michael_Goga. And if you don't have Pal Talk, I can't say enough good things about it. And download the program. It's got a friends list, a voice messenger, and you can come to my chat shows. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Amy.
Amy?
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Amy?
Oregon.
Oregon. Good.
Yes.
That might be my first Oregon, or second Oregon. I like, I get an interest in, where the callers are from. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Amy, you're familiar with my reading, so I'll just jump in.
Yeah.
See your imagery. Some people are familiar with me, and it's okay to ask me a question. I mean, there's a lot of questions out there about me, and I don't mind answering most questions anyway.
Well, I've been listening for a while.
What's that?
So I understand.
What's that?
So I pretty much understand how you do this.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just letting the audience know. Okay, Amy, I feel sad about something.
What was that?
I feel sad. I feel heavy-hearted. Did you just lose someone or break up with someone? Or?
It's been difficult lately. And just everything is
building up on you.
What was that?
Things are just going rough for you then.
Sorry, my daughter was playing the keyboard. What was that?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I was, you were just saying that things haven't been going that great recently?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like it's really bothering me. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's going to change. change will be connected to a male with an increase in finances. I don't know if this is a better half or a boyfriend, hubby type. I don't know if there's a raise or he gets a job. Or I mean, is there something like that going on?
I need to get a new job.
Okay, now, do you have a better half?
Yes.
Okay, is he looking or trying to increase one way or another?
In a way, yes.
Okay, well, there's an increase, and things are going to get better with him, too, financially. And if you're looking for a job, you said you were looking for a job?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to, I see one coming to you. You're not going to be looking much longer, no more than 30 days anyway. Probably
okay.
2 weeks, but I got to cover myself and say 30 days, okay, so.
Okay.
For now, for the next week or so, I want to really concentrate on taking care of myself, my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like sometimes I like cry myself to sleep, or I've been doing a lot of crying, or just some sadness, and it's just I want to focus on making myself feel better and getting my rest and not overwhelming myself with stress. So be aware of that, okay?
Okay.
It's very important that you understand that and keep it in mind, because it's gotten to the point where it's like affecting my emotion, my heart, and my energy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I lost something. Did you lose something, too?
In a way, yeah.
In a way, okay. I keep hearing the loss. Tell her, don't have no regrets over the loss. So whatever this is, don't have no regrets. I feel like I may be taunted by the regrets. The shoulder and woulder and coulder, or haunted by it. Try to not let that happen. It's one of the things that are weighing you down in a way, I feel, so no regrets. Get rid of it all. Focus on getting rid of regrets. Don't feel guilty or focus on. And whatever it was you lost, you're going to be given tenfold, so focus on that only. And then I am being pulled to a male and his finances. I feel like by the end of February, things did a total turnaround for you. Is there a child involved here, or you have children, or?
I have one child now.
Okay, is it a girl?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to her for some reason. Is everything all right with her? I mean,
where the problem is.
Okay, I'm hearing a turning around and a healing. Is she ill?
No.
No? But there's issues with her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever that is, it's going to turn around. Okay?
Wonderful.
And there's going to be a healing there. So whatever the healing is, I don't know if it's things are coming back into her life or... Everything connected to her, I feel like it's going to improve, and there's going to be some happiness with it. Okay, so don't worry about it. And I feel like I said, by the end of February, there could be a complete turnaround with it, going from unhappy and heavy to thrilling and healed. Okay.
Okay.
Who is ill? I keep hearing the illness. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm not physically well.
Okay. Is there a chance for healing there? Because I feel like that's going to get better. I got to tell you, I mean, some illnesses don't get better. You live with them. But I think in your case, there's going to be an improvement. I don't know if this is what you want to hear or what you need to hear, or even if it's possible. But I do feel like there's going to be a healing. And it's connected to your daughter now. I'm just saying what I'm hearing.
I understand very much.
Feel like when you're happy with the daughter thing, your health will be better. So,
that's
I'm just leaving you with that. No, got no idea what it means. I'm just saying what I'm hearing. And with you too, there's a birth, a new baby. So, and I'm not saying it's you. I'm just saying it's in your realm. This could be a family member, friend, neighbor. I just feel like you're going to be in contact with it.
Mm-hmm.
So just write it down. I'm always happy when I hear about predicting births. So, not that it makes a big difference in a person's life. It's just, you know, a little interesting. I feel like it's in the family, the birth, maybe sister, relative. So, work with children. You work with children? You a teacher? Or?
No, I am interested in that.
What's that?
I'm very interested in that.
Okay. I feel like you would make an excellent teacher, or do well working in child care. I don't know if it makes sense to you. I'm just giving it to you.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know. Didn't you say you were looking for a job?
Yes.
Okay. Are you targeting daycare and teaching or schools?
I thought about it.
Or are you just looking for anything?
Anything at the moment.
For some reason, I want to say to you, you want to target child care, daycare, clinics, schools, teacher's aid, something. I just feel like your soul needs to be working with children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also beneficial and healing for you. So just giving you an idea of where to look. You know, people say to me, I'm looking for a job. Where should I go? What should I do? And this is what I'm hearing with you, working with children. So.
Okay.
Let's see. There is a healing in the heart. Whatever you're feeling, don't worry about it. It's going to pass. I know some people, you know, people don't say, some things in life feel like they're never going to pass, but they do, and yours will.
Thank you.
Let me see. Hang on. News about money. You got money coming. This is the job, I think. You're not too far off from having the phone ring or something in the mail saying that you're either hired or they want to interview you. So I'm confident that it will be within 30 days. And like I said before, within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to be better than you ever had, an increase from what you're used to. You'll be happy with it. Good news. And there is good news about a child. They're over and over, they keep saying, tell her there's good news with the child. And that you're going to be very happy with it and proud of it, the outcome and the circumstances, the way they're going. So don't worry about your daughter. Everything's going to work out there. She's protected. Things are going just the way they're supposed to. And that's about it. I'll give you your numbers. I got a 5, 11, and 19.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Amy, I hope I helped you.
Yes, you did.
Okay, that's all I care about.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Tell your friends about us.
I will, I promise.
Good. Email everybody. You got to hear this guy. And BBS Radio. There's dozens and dozens of interesting talk shows here and something for everyone. So tune in. Listen up.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care, Amy.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to call in, the numbers are toll-free. USA. I'll put them out there one more time if you're just joining the show. 1 toll-free USA. 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada, 1-888-810-8322. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Janine.
Janine, okay. Good. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from, Janine?
Wichita, Kansas.
Okay, Kansas. Good.
Yep.
Good. Boy, I feel like I got a man thing going on here. I feel like there might have been an upset, or there's an upset brewing. I feel like I'm connected to a man for some reason. My emotions here, my nerves. I feel like my nerves are shot. I don't know if this makes sense to you, but I feel like I'm aggravated about something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And things are brewing. Things are developing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it I don't like, and some of it could be negative. So you're basically feeling like something is coming, and you're not going to be too happy with it.
Right.
Yeah, and you're feeling it psychically. I don't know how much time you spend with psychics or in readings, but you seem to be warned when things are brewing. You can almost feel them coming.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yep. I feel like it goes with the man. I feel like it gets. I feel like there is a blow up, and then it gets better. It blows over.
Mm-hmm.
It may even be. I don't know if it's connected to his money or his work, or he's not doing what he's supposed to do, or the threat of losing something, or something in his life blowing up, but then he recovers and it gets better again. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if any of this is making sense. Just listen to what I'm saying, okay? I'm just spitting it out there as it's being fed to me.
Okay.
When
you were talking and I kept saying, yeah, I was thinking about a talk that I had with my boss.
Oh.
I should say that my boss had with me.
Oh. So that's where you're going then?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it could be very, it could be, it could definitely be. I was just feeling the mail, so that was the boss. Then you were worried about losing your job, or did he lay you off, or anything like that, or was it looming, or
yeah, possibly.
Yeah,
like in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so you feel like it's developing. That's why I was told this was something that could be developing.
Yeah,
and that I'm getting a fear of a loss of a job.
Yeah.
Who I almost want to say, let me see here. I'm getting confusion from it too, because that's the tough part. I try to become you, and then when I do that, I get confused because you're confused. So that's some of the things I go through.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused. I'm getting. Did he give you offers of options or a heads up, or your boss, or
just that?
I feel like he was looking out for you in a way.
Just that they're going to review stuff again in 2 weeks. But I don't get a good feeling about it.
This is confusing. I don't either. But at the same time, I don't feel like all is lost either.
Mm.
Because they're throwing in that the money issues will not become a block. It's if you do lose your job or they do shut down, I feel like you either start working again right away or somebody connects you to something right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So keep that in mind, no
yeah.
matter what. And I am leaning towards whatever it is. I do feel they're gonna come. It's gonna come to an end, I think. I don't like being the bearer of bad news, but at the same time, they're also giving me a rebirth and a blessing in disguise. So
mm-hmm.
I believe that. If and when this happens, that you get catapulted into a blessing
okay.
through another person. And it may be a male. And I feel like he protects you or gives you a hand out or a hand up. And what you fall into is better than what you lost,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So just work on not letting the confusion throw you. And I not only... do I feel like you get a blessing, but I also feel as though you have options. I feel like there might even be one or two offerings or options. So
okay.
Don't panic and don't worry. And I'm also hearing to coast along. Just for now, coast along. Enjoy the ride. Don't let it wear you down or worry you to death. And in the meantime, put your feelers out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes and ears open and put your feelers out, because I feel like if or when it happens, like I said before, you're going to go right into probably a couple of offers and a connection, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
And,
my mother recently passed, and I wondered if you could get anything from her.
Okay. Is she working a connection to food for some reason? Was she a cook? Does that make sense?
Years ago she was, but she was retired.
Retired cook?
She worked at a nursing home years ago.
In food service?
Yeah, she did. She worked in the kitchen. She was a cook for a while, and she was a dishwasher for a while there.
Yeah. She showed me a kitchen in a... When you asked for her, I just got a picture of a cafeteria, and I...
Mm-hmm.
The feeling like I was preparing food, dealing with food.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. She keeps saying, tell her I'm pleased. I don't know what it means. Just tell her I'm happy and I'm pleased.
Hmm.
She's using the word pleased.
Okay.
Something was to her approval, and she's happy and satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing that through for you. Remember something she keeps saying. Remember the less fortunate. She wants you to remember that there's always somebody else worse off than you. You need to be reminded of that.
That sounds exactly like my mother.
That's what she's saying. Tell her this. Well, she's kind of like, oh, my God. Just tell her, remember this all the time. There's always somebody worse off. And she keeps saying, remember. Remember the less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps throwing, she keeps telling her, tell her future, that you're not in a relationship, you will be. She's making fun of it. It's almost like almost like she's letting you know that there's a man coming for you. A love.
Oh.
A love. You're going to be happy in love, is what I'm hearing.
Oh.
And she wants you to know this. It's almost like it's an issue with you or something, back and forth or a history. I just feel, she's making me feel like you're going to be completed in love. So somewhere along the line, you got a mate coming you're going to be happy with.
I see.
I don't know if you wonder about that or you search for that. So.
Well,
and if you do, that's probably why she's pushing that through.
There is a person that I am kind of interested in, but I don't know.
Where
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where he's at on things.
Yeah, that's. I was feeling it, and whether or not it's him, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure because she's. I feel like your whatever soulmate means is. A little further down the road, and I don't know if it's him. He would have to change, you would have to change, and circumstances would have to change for you and him to be the to be an item. And whether or not that happens in time enough for somebody to come by and sweep you off your feet, I'm not sure. It's up in the air, really.
Right.
Whether it's him or not.
Mm-hmm.
It would take you looking down the road a little bit.
Right.
But she wants you to know the rest of your heart that you will find your... Or you will have the happiness, or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she was connected to that also.
Okay.
And I'll leave you with that, Janine. Good luck with the job thing. And remember, if it does go down like we were feeling, don't panic, because you're going to do almost like an instant rebound.
Okay.
And with probably a couple of choices, so. Okay, and blessings to you. I got
okay.
the numbers here. I got 7, 16, and 9.
Okay.
Okay?
7, 16, and 9. Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
And good luck with everything. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Go to bbsradio.com. Navigate the site. It's massive. It's the fastest growing internet radio station on the planet. Both sides, navigational bars. And you got the archives. They're uploaded automatically 2 days later. You can go and listen to yourself being read. You can download it and mail it to somebody. Keep it for keepsake. Memories. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Yep. So what do I have to do?
Yep. What do I got to do?
Yeah, what do I have to do? Like, do I just have to, you know,
okay.
sit here?
Can you sing? I'm only kidding you. You don't have to do anything but relax and enjoy what I do.
Okay.
That's easy.
Okay.
Okay, what's your first name?
Kendra.
Sandra?
Mm-hmm. Kendra.
Cassandra.
Kendra. K-E-N-D-R-A. Kendra.
Kendra. Kendra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Where are you calling from, Kendra?
Illinois.
Illinois. Good. Welcome to the show.
Yep.
All right. You're familiar with me reading, so I'll just jump into your reading. Let's see what we got for you then. You're very hyper. I'm having a hard time grabbing your energy here. Are you hyper? You feel like I'm running all day long and doing 10 things at one time.
I was trying to, like, call in. Like, I just kept pressing the button over and over again. So I was like, oh, my God, it actually worked this time. So I kept getting user busy. So, yeah, so it kind of like, whoa, it actually went through. So that's how I was.
You're doing it with a gimmick, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tell me
it was just like I kept trying to press it, and it's just like, yeah.
You do it all
and
my
time. And I'm kind of ADD anyway, so I kind of bounce around. So.
That's all right. The lines are busy, and thank God.
Yeah.
Because I always said, well, the first time that phone don't ring, I'm out of here. But all right, let's jump into your reading, and believe it, they're we're not playing games. They're busy. You just got to keep hitting redial. Okay, interesting. I feel like, very talented. You got a lot of talent.
Yeah, I do a whole bunch of stuff. I'm an artist.
Oh, don't tell me nothing.
Okay.
This artist was just, you just took it off the tip of my tongue. Let me work with it first. And
okay.
Then, okay. You are very talented, and I believe the world's going to hear a lot about you for some reason, and it will be through your artwork, so I feel very excited. I feel like I got an up-and-coming, I don't know what you would call it, but you're going to do very well, and I feel like it comes through, this is past life with you, so it's something that's going to, I mean, everything is past life, but this is, it's like a mission. You're on a mission to change things and to become, I want to say, a superstar almost. It's,
there's a long story here, but it kind of almost does make sense. It's a long story, though.
Yeah. Are you, what is it? Is it design, or are you acting or singing?
There's like a mixture of things going. I went to Chicago because I automatically got accepted to this college. I finished first place in this animation thing, right?
Mm.
So I end up in Chicago. And then I go there, and I end up meeting this one guy named Moshe who's trying to start up a movie studio.
Wow.
Well, yeah, so he wants me to do special effects and also storyboarding. So I'm in the middle of that but it's going so slow. So I, and then things kind of fell through with college for financial reasons, so then I'm back home downstate. So it's, like, really confusing. I don't know if I should wait it out or what. Because he says, like, if I stay with this company and I'm patient, I might even get, like, a few acting jobs, and it kind of told him I can act, too. And he's,
wow.
he's like, we've gotten to be good friends and stuff. So
wow.
I don't know which way I'm supposed to turn here.
Because
wow. my brother also wants to start me up doing airbrushing business for motorcycles and stuff like that, which would make good money, and it does instant gratification, but then I'm stuck in this town.
Right, right. You belong in entertainment.
Okay.
That's where your heart and soul is. If I read you, would you use me as a psychic when you get famous?
Sure.
Okay. I want to be a star's personal psychic.
That'd be cool. I'm starting to listen to this radio station a lot too, so I'm getting kind of hooked on it. So
good.
I might be sticking around.
Good.
So.
And tell your friends about BBS. There's a lot of other readers here.
Yeah.
There's numerologists. There's holistic. There's a little bit of everything here. So I mean, whatever you need, you can find here and get a lot of interesting stuff on it.
Yeah.
But you belong in the field. You're a creator. You got the energy. You're very high energy. I feel like I'm reading two people. So, and you're very talented. And how cool was that that I said graphics and entertainment at the same time? So
it's like I'm like in a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm confused because I don't know which path I'm supposed to be on. It kind of feels like I got like a whole bunch of stuff and they're just all kind of like blending together. And it's so weird you mentioned past life stuff because I did past life regression on my best friend.
Oh.
Who's also trying to get started up in acting. And we knew each other in a past life. So,
yeah.
And I also got told I'm like this thing called Indigo.
Yeah.
And like everyone that I know in this life, I've known in a past life.
Yes, definitely. And this might sound corny, but I think you're going to be famous. I think I'm reading a future star. So focus on your abilities in entertainment and graphic and design, music, art. Don't leave nothing out.
Okay.
Because I don't think there's anything that you can't do, really. It's just I'm getting a mixed bag here. And now, let's see, I'm getting a teaming up with somebody. I feel like there's going to be somebody else involved in your journey. I don't know if it's a publicist, an agent, or a partner. So be open to a team of some kind.
Okay.
In your journey, whatever that may be. And it may...
Okay.
Somewhere down the road, it might not make sense now, but somewhere down the road it will. So leave that on the table.
Okay.
Do
you think that could be Moshe, or do you think it could be someone else? Because I got like a kind of couple people. I got like, okay, there's Jordan, who's my best friend, who also wants to be an actor. Then there's Moshe, who's starting up this movie studio. Then there's like another person Moshe's with that's doing like the movie thing. There's a couple other people I have to work with, so. There's
right.
like a whole bunch of people
right.
that I just keep running into. So that very could well be someone new or future or I don't know.
I would make networking my format of how I create.
Okay.
And in this field, you can network with so many different people. Actors, artists, graphics, music. Keep it all on the table for yourself because... out of that will come different directions for you.
Okay.
So the more people you network with, the more chance of getting ahead and ringing the bell. So focus on, like I said, your dreams, your goals, acting, entertaining, and network in any field that's connected to that and that can help you. And this would
okay.
be your friends that are into the things they're into.
Okay.
And I feel like it's going to be brought to you, an offer of some kind, a partnership, or, hey, let's do this together, or let's do that, and examine it, and really look into it.
Okay.
Now, it may involve moving, relocating. I'm not really getting an actual move just yet.
Okay.
But I do feel like you may have an offer on that, too.
Okay.
You know, like if, hey, you know, if we go here, we can get this job or we can get this offer.
I was just talking about this with Jordan, like, last night because he's like, you need to get back to Chicago. So we're sitting here, we've been trying to make plans on how to get back to Chicago because right now I'm like 200 miles south and we're trying to get there. And then I'm like, let's go to L.A. Let's just go to L.A. He's like, no, let's go to Chicago. So we're just waiting for something to come along that will tell us which way we're supposed to go. So.
Right, and then it will, and it will, because it's manifesting.
Cool.
And you validated that. You were talking about it last night even. So it may require relocating, and the reason I'm not being shown the actual move is because I try to keep it like within 30 days of reading that I'm doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's definitely not 30 days. It's definitely months or years.
No, but it's manifesting. It's being thought about and talked about and felt. So, and there's a reason for it. It's going to be part of your journey. And you're going to, by the end of February, beginning of March, you're going to be in a massive expansion. Things are going to be even more active than they are now and more connected, and it's going to affect experiences and people meeting. You're going to meet a lot of people and a lot of new experiences through it.
That sounds about right, because Moshe said things may not be picking up again until either March or April.
Yep.
So.
They show me March 1, so...
Okay.
And that falls in my 30 days there.
Okay.
And you may even be doing a little traveling with it at first.
Okay.
You may travel to gigs or interviews or auditions or whatever it is you're into, whatever it is you do.
Yeah.
And so expect that. There's going to be a little bit of travel at first, maybe traveling before the relocating or, you know, so be open to that and expect it.
Yeah.
And... you're going to be surrounded by love. And is there a better half that's involved or developing that's into this? Or?
Well, I had something going with someone, and then it kind of like, I don't know exactly what happened with it. So, and then there's someone else I'm starting to get involved with, and I don't know what's going on with that. So there's like a couple people that I've been interested in, and they're like one of them just kind of dissipated, and
okay.
the other one, I don't know. It's a confusing mess right now on that, too.
Okay. Well, I think through your journey and your goals that your better half will come from that and out of that and may be connected. So in your expansion and your increase in friends and connections, I believe that your better half will come from that field and that realm and be connected to it.
Okay.
So do be open to that. If you see it developing, you might say to yourself, this is maybe what he's talking about. Opportunities galore being tossed at you, all different types of offers and enterprises starting up around. And
okay.
Don't miss out on them. They're all connected to business and money and future.
Okay.
I'm feeling like I have... several different options and courses. That's going to be one of my biggest issues. What do I do and how do I do it?
Yeah.
You're not going to be hurting for options or opportunities. What you're going to be hurting for is deciding which way to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
So save your energy for that. Because the future is, you're almost like locked into your future. You're really going to do well with it, and things and people that you need will come to you.
Yeah.
Seek out backing, funding. I wouldn't be afraid to go government with it, or funding or grants or whatever. There may be something there for you.
Okay.
I keep getting pulled to politics and government and funding, and so you may want to look into this.
Okay.
I'm hearing be bold. Be bold and confident.
Okay. Well, that's good because I haven't been too confident recently, since things have been going so slow.
Yeah, you want to... Just focus on confidence and being bold. Even if it's risky or chancy or you're not sure, try it.
Okay.
Be bold. Be bold with yourself.
Okay.
And determined. Your biggest ally is going to be determination, because you have the skills and the talent. You already have it, and the destiny. You just need to be determined.
Okay.
And to continue going after it. Okay? And... I think I'll leave you with that. I'll give you some numbers. I got a 1 and a 2 and an 8.
Okay. The 8's my lucky number, so right on.
Yeah, good. And I wish you luck with everything. I hope I helped you with what you needed to hear.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Everything okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, too.
And remember, when you get to the top, look me up.
Okay.
You'll forget all about me.
Nah. I don't forget things very easily. I have a pretty good memory. So.
I'm only kidding you. Good luck with everything. I wish you the world.
I wish you the world too.
All right. Take care. Blessings.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. All right, everybody. If you'd like to talk to me in private, I'm available. Just email me, michaelg@michaelgoga.com. And if you would like to know more about me, my website is michaelgoga.com. There's some information there. We're in the process of upgrading and updating, and be patient with us. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Where are you calling from? What part of the world?
I'm calling from Canada.
Canada, good.
Yeah.
Good. I got a good rapport with Canadians.
Canadians are good people.
Yeah, they love me for some reason. What's your first name?
Jane.
Jane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I feel like they're showing me my hands are tied here. I feel like I want to do something and I can't. I'm trying to break free from it.
Yeah, that's
a strange way
sense.
To spell it. I'm bound up. I feel like I'm. My wheels are spinning, but it's not. It's only temporary. And it's not for long.
No,
there's something
good.
I'm wondering about. Or if I can do it, or I want to do it, or should I do it? And,
yeah.
Well, will I even get a chance to do it? And I feel like there's so many things that may prevent it or get in the way, hold me back. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I just feel like. But it's only temporary. It's going to be, it's going to clear. Decisions will be made on this. And anything that's in the way will be cleared away, especially if it's outside forces that you have no control over. And then I go into the beginning of March very happy and excited and doing well. So it's telling me that what's in the way and what I'm going through now is won't be there long. But
Well, that's good, Nance.
Also, anything that's being decided upon or acted upon by other forces or is going to be settled or decisions will be made, approvals, things coming through, especially if it's anything that other people are doing around you or handling or deciding on. It's like a loan or a grant or any negotiating, it's all going to be settled in your favor and cleared away. Now, this could be, it could go to anything that that's hanging in the balance and you're waiting for an answer or a decision.
Okay.
It looks like it's a good time for it anyway. And
and
if it is an issue, you're not going to be dealing with it for too much longer. That's good news anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's temporarily tied down. I keep hearing this. Just wait and see. A wait and see approach right now is okay.
Okay.
And it's recommended. So, in other words, if you're sweating something, don't. Just sit back and relax. And that's about all you can really do. And it's recommended because I don't want to make any real major changes until, like, maybe the end of February.
Okay.
So, if there's any changes coming up and you want to do something or start something, and if you can wait to the end of February, it would be beneficial.
Okay.
There is a metaphysical connection here too. There's talent, spiritual, metaphysical I'm getting with you. Healings too. Some connection to or activity with healings. I want to pay attention to balance, too. It's important in my life. A little bit of a heads up there. Focus on balance. It's going to be very important. It seems like if I might have a tendency to overdo, and if I do, I always suffer from it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it kind of gives me a setback for some reason. And sometimes it feels like it's done on purpose or self-inflicted for some reason. It's just, you know, I do good intentions and then I overdo and then there's a setback. So I want to be careful with that cycle.
Yes. I totally relate to that.
Yeah, I feel like I get right to the door and then for some reason I hindered myself, hurt my back or I'm exhausted or just stressed out. So I want to focus on how I prepare for certain things. Hope and faith should be very important to you. Just keep hope and faith in your heart, because there are some things that you got to go through right now. There's a few things in my life that are like in the way, and there's just nothing I can do about it until the time is right. Just tell her the time is right, I'm hearing. And there's a lot of, some of the rough patches in my life are kind of mental and emotional too, rooted, so mm-hmm. You got a little mixed bag of some things going on there. If you're wondering maybe what gets in the way, I might want to look into the psychology or the emotional roots of it. Would be a way that I would approach some problems that I go through, especially with health. With flare-ups, I get a flare-up, and then I actually make it better, and then I it's almost like I can heal myself. I make myself sick, and then I heal myself. It's kind of a strange scenario here. Apply hope to career. Hope to career. I'm here. It's almost like there's something new here in career or in the way you make your money or your living. Past efforts, I had to work for this too. I had to do something to get this, and now I got it, and the efforts are paying off, and they're going to continue to pay off, and eventually will be appreciated and really rewarded. So, it's like I work hard for something, and I got it, and now it's kind of like I don't know if I want it or maybe it's not good enough, but to know that it's going to pay off and it's where you belong, really, and it's going to take care of you. It's new, and it needs time to breathe and to settle.
Right.
I'm hearing to tell you that. That's what you're feeling. It's a newness to what it is you're doing for a living or money, whatever that may be.
Right.
And I feel like there's something new going to start with that. I don't know if there's something new that you're trying to do within the same field,
mm-hmm.
or waiting to get offered something new within the same field, but there is something new coming.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you're looking for it or hoping, but I feel like there is. I don't know if it's another same field, but different type of description, so...
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so I do feel that that's coming to you, and it's a step up, too. I feel like I'm happy with it. It's better than what it was. I might have to apply or interview or test for something.
Mm-hmm.
That may be an issue within the next 30, so be on top of that. I feel like I'm driving, testing something with a...
I'm a driver.
Mm. Something with a test with it, or an interview, or an exam. Okay. I feel good about that. I'm not worried about that either. I'm going to get through that. Some type of an event, too, coming up, or a holiday, or a party I want to go to. I feel like I'm going to get invited to, so be open to anything that you get invited to for the next 30. I feel like I keep hearing holiday or event or a gathering or sometimes, so go to that, and anything that comes your way. And again, with training and education, I don't know what this is, but I feel like you're going to increase your knowledge somehow, either by studying or training or applying for something bigger or better or something new.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know what it is now, but somewhere down the road, I feel like you're going to be coaxed into either upgrading or expanding. So, and it's through training or taking on more. So,
okay.
All right. So be open to that. And, there's an autistic thing with you, too. I don't know if there's something there that you provide or do, or the arts, spiritual arts, metaphysics, but there is a you're very talented, too. Also, you have a lot of talent with you. And travel. I feel like I'm traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be more of it, too.
Is that related to the spiritual aspect, or?
It seems like I'm combining things here, like I'm multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm doing the spiritual thing while I'm doing the work thing. I don't know if it's disciplines you work on while you're working, or
probably, yeah.
Yeah, and the experiences that are going with it. But anyway, I do feel like there's been a lot of travel, and there's going to be more travel, and it seems to all be connected to my destiny and my future, and out of that is the work and the money all connected to constantly on the road, traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And expansion. You're going to meet a lot of people and see a lot of different things. And from that area is where your destiny lies. The people you're going to be knowing and the connections you're going to meet. And so it's like one hand's washing the other, and one thing is connecting to the other. So you're going to be doing well. Things are going to be moving for you. But that there's some things in your personal life and environment and your schedule, just the home life, and there's some things that are holding you back, and they need to clear away, and they're going to clear away in God's time. And until then, you're always going to feel a little unsatisfied or frustrated. And it's just something that you have to deal with. So, boy, I want to say with you, too, I'm doing something with education. I've been offered something, or I'm going to be offered something to study or learn, and it's connected to what I do.
That would make sense. I would probably have to take courses, so.
In other words, if you take it, you'd have to change what you're doing?
Not entirely. No. It would just be probably more safety related or equipment related.
That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
That's how. But it would be better for you, because I feel like it would be better for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
This job would be definitely. If it's what I think it is, it would be definitely be better for me.
Yeah. And you would have to do something to get it, either train or certify, or does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm headed there.
Oh, good.
And if that's what you're trying to do, that's how I'm being made to feel like I'm dealing with this.
Okay.
Will it be as soon as March 1st?
Okay.
Within the next month, maybe?
Okay.
That makes sense?
Sure. I mean, I want to get on with this particular type of work right away, so that's probably what they would demand of me, is getting different training. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Because that's how I'm feeling. It's going to be... It's, like I said, it's manifesting and it's developing, and probably by March 1st, you're going to be definitely getting the wheels moving anyway.
Awesome.
And spiritually, there's continuously upgrades here, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel anything going on metaphysically, it's because there are some talents there, and you may even be interacting with it, and... you can always expect that to be an ally and to increase.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
Well, it helps me every day of my life, so.
Good, good. And continue, because you get a lot of strength from spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a lot of guidance. Believe it or not, you listen to your guidance, and you do have some good guidance here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
I believe you.
And very intuitive. You can rely heavily on your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And there is something coming to an end, a phase and a cycle. It's coming to an end, and you are gonna change. There is gonna be a change professionally, but I feel like it's kind of like in the connected same field, but it's changed for the better, and I'm happier with it.
Right.
And it seems like it rewards me more. So
it should do.
Yeah. Other than that, a lot of endings and beginnings here with you. You're in cycles here where you're witnessing things using up their shelf life and coming to an end and new things starting. So you're definitely in a very active stage where the old is passing away and the new is coming and developing. And it's like a transition, crossroads type thing with your life.
Uh-huh.
Professionally and also spiritually and physically, too. People are satisfied with your work, satisfied, rejuvenated. I keep hearing rejuvenated. Something being brought back to being motivated or inspired. Okay, a rejuvenation, something, a stage, passing a stage that creates a rejuvenation for me. I feel more inspired, feel more motivated, fresh thoughts I'm about to come into. So anything new would be definitely be a blessing for you.
Oh,
and would be the way to go.
Oh, good.
That's about it, Jane. I'll leave you with that. I got some numbers for you. I got an 8 and 20 and 27. And I wish you well. Blessings to you.
And to you, too. Thank you so much. I really needed to hear that.
Thank you, Jane. I hope it helps you. And tell your friends about us.
I will do. You bet.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You, too, now.
Okay, everybody. Looks like we're coming to an end here. My God, 2 hours. Nonstop talking. 120 minutes. It's amazing. I think instead of yakking, I'll go to another caller. Let me get another call in, and if there is one, I can knock her out in 5 minutes and get out of the way of the next show. If not, I'll just get my email out there. It's michaelg@michaelgoga.com. If you'd like to arrange a private session with me, I am running a special half hour, $15. You can't go wrong, and it's not going to be there much longer, maybe another month, and I'll have to raise my prices again. But I started it to help me with the transition from chat into my own domain. And people are enjoying it and taking advantage of it. So if you're interested in a private session, it's michaelg@michaelgoga.com. And if you'd like your own radio show, I will help you start it up. I will appear on your show, interview, bring my audience to your show, let them get to hear you. If you're interested, email don@bbsradio.com. Mention my name, and I will help you and do everything I can in my power to help you get started and understand what goes on here, how to make the best out of it anyway. And even if you don't mention my name, email Don and get your show going. Have some fun. If you're retired, if you're disabled, homebound, think about what a radio show could do for your life. It would be a very enjoyable experience if you're in a situation like that. So, and the fees are fair. They're doable, and you can have a co-host. Split the cost with a co-host, then it's even cheaper. You can have guests, interviews, sell your product, be very creative with it. You can, the sky's the limit here. Just email don@bbsradio.com. If you'd like to know more about me, michaelgoga.com. I got guest books. I got a mailing list. Join my mailing list, and you'll get notified whenever I appear in chat or on radio or whatever I'm doing. Pal Talk chat rooms will be starting real soon. Like I said before, I've been dealing with the flu and a lot of techie problems and family problems, and so this is a tricky business. You move forward a couple of steps and you get back and you get knocked back 3 steps. So be patient with me. I work full time. I got a full life. I grandchildren living here with me, and what I do in here at the radio show and my private clientele, so I am very busy. So when I don't show up or I don't show up enough, be patient, and the best is yet to come. I will be doing this full-time in 6 months, and you'll see a lot of me. Let me see. There's so much to say. I have a list of what I'm going to say, and then as soon as Don says you're on the air, I go blank, and I hope something comes to me. So I do get enough through to keep you busy anyway. BBS Radio is expanding at a rapid rate. The only way of keeping up with it is to go there and look it over. Their programming is expanding. They got late-night programming. They got daily programming, nonstop music. If you're into music and you got something and you want the people to hear, contact Don. He'll play your music. Show him what you got. Talk to him about it. If you're new and you're up and coming and you got some talent, BBS Radio is the place to show it off. Okay, everybody, I'm going to say goodbye for this week. I will see you next week on Sunday the 11th. Every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 hours nonstop psychic readings. Take care, everybody. God bless.